bargain hunters love the internet. And when it comes to financial products, there are already lots of websites promising to help you find the best deal. There's a new one called Interest Piggy, and it calls itself an interest rate marketplace. Manny Candola is the company's founder, and he joins us now. Hello there.
Hello there, Bruce.
So how does Interest Piggy work?
Okay. So Interest Piggy, what we do is we actually create online competitions for consumers' businesses. So Interest Piggy is a free online marketplace that helps consumers find those best interest rates through a competitive bidding process. And through that process, they get access to top-rated providers for mortgages, loans, GICs, and savings accounts. And so consumers simply plug in their requirements, invite their banks to compete, and they watch as financial providers bid for their business.
And so how would this differ from a Rate Hub or a Lowest Rates or any of those other comparison sites out there?
Sure. So I think a core difference is that those rate comparison sites are limited to advertised rates. So they generate their computer-generated rates whenever you are shopping. With ours, it's the providers, because it's an open competition and the providers are live, the providers can actually see the other offers that are being presented to the consumer. And therefore, we feel that as soon as they have that visibility, they'll come in with a more competitive rate.
Now, interest rates are so low, regardless of whether or not you're trying to get a mortgage or trying to earn a little bit on a GIC. How much competition mm-hmm. is there, really, these days?
Sure. So there's from hearing from stories from user focus groups as well as family and friends, there seems to still be a very vast difference in what I can get and versus what my neighbor can get, even though some of our financial situations should be the same. So there is still, you know, there's a bit of margin there. And there's certainly some discretion that financial providers have. And also what we're seeing is because although Bank of Canada is there's not too much exciting news on the interest rates, there we already are in a market where rates are rising. So because of those rising interest rates, certain banks have already taken positions on raising their rates. That as soon as more of the rates raise, you'll have more of a spread to be able to compete with
them. Who are the lenders for whom this is of interest? Because I can imagine the big banks are pretty happy to focus on channels that they control versus getting into some that are a little more entrepreneurial, a little off the beaten mm-hmm. path. Who's playing the game?
Okay, so we actually are attracting all tiers. And when I mention that, that's big banks, credit unions, brokers for mortgages, and there's various size and types of brokers for mortgages, and so we're attracting like all of those different tiers, and also this new bucket called alternative lenders. FinTech is certainly a hot topic, and it's creating multiple channels to do so. So it's been a good mixed bag for us, and the reason being is we help providers accelerate the sales cycle quite drastically using our process. So financial providers, you know, they can see the efficiency in the sales cycle and bidding online and just getting connected with consumers that want to be connected with them to finalize the deal. So because of that process, it's definitely kind of a key thing for all. All providers see the value in it.
How long have you been live?
We've been live now since May 24th, so the last Bank of Canada interest rate last week. So just under a week.
Just under a week. Now, so my experience was not super positive as I was trying it out. So I first could not get any quotes on the GICs that I was hoping for, and I noticed there are a bunch of typos on the site. So I'm going to cut you some slack because you're still relatively new to the game here. But I do want to ask you about the question of credibility, because one of the big challenges that fintechs have is that consumers are simply so used to dealing with their big banks that it takes something more for them to trust someone who isn't entrenched. How do you overcome that, especially if functionality-wise, it doesn't feel like you were quite ready to debut?
Oh, okay. So We've certainly got an active development team that's running 24/7, looking at all of those pieces and fixing them as we go. So we're certainly responsive. As far as credibility is concerned, the growth in the numbers and what we do in the next few months is certainly going to help us with our credibility piece. We've certainly had a lot of influential media kind of starting to cover us, so they like the concept. And also some of the providers that we have on board, they've got some credible brand names too. But what I would suggest is, from the credibility perspective, the consumer doesn't necessarily need to rely on our provider network. They can simply use the tool and invite existing providers that they work with, and use the platform as simply a technology tool that they use to create an open competition for their business.
How does Interest Piggy make its money?
So we're a lead generation tool. So we've got so that's our core primary revenue. Is as soon as we match consumers to providers, providers give us a fee for that hot lead, hot fresh lead that we give them. We also we're collecting a lot of data, and we do things through avatars, and we've got some social media links, etc., with profiles, and all of that makes some really interesting data. And plus, providers are also finding that they can very specifically target. With all of that platform, there's also a SaaS fee that we charge providers. So a gold, silver, and a bronze. And depending on their level, they get different levels of access to market data.
One thing that surprised me when I was going through the loan part, so I played around with the GIC and with the loan part, is that you were asking the user to self-report on credit score. Mm-hmm. Can you really get an accurate quote on a loan without doing the credit check, without having the actual inquiry?
Yeah, so the key thing here is that we don't establish commitments online. So the consumer is not obliged to commit, nor is the provider. What we try to do is we give enough information here that allows an apples-to-apples comparison and allows the provider to actually say, okay, if these factors are all true, then this would be my rate. And it would be like when you go to a provider, if you do a pre-approval for a mortgage, they give you a discussion paper or a term sheet.
Yep.
We've essentially automated that process, and we take it to that far to say, if all of this information is correct, we will give you this rate. So we do expect providers, and they're going to anyway, to go ahead and start processing a full application. And if there's anything that's drastically changed, well, that will be discussed and talked about. At least the consumer knows that they're dealing with a competitive provider.
Right. I'd be surprised if very many of your competitor or very many of your consumers would have any idea what their credit score actually is. But I could be wrong. Manny, I wish we had more time. Thank you for giving us some of yours today.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Manny Condola is the founder of Interest Piggy.